Learning Masech the Sukkah Daf Chav Beis Zman Aleph. The Mishnah says Sukkah Medvleles Mishatzil Simu Mechamosas Ksheira. The Gemara says Ma'im Medvleles Amrav Sukkah Nia Shmuel Amakana Eilu Vekana Yerid Rav Tani Chada Shmuel Tani Tarti. You have the Sukkah Medvleles. Rav says it just means it's a very sparse amount of schach, not too much schach. And it's one thing if it's Tzil Simu Mechamsa, even if you have very little schach, but as long as you have Tzil Simu Mechamsa, and more schach than space, like the Gemara discusses in Amud Beis, it's kosher. And Shmuel says, no, there's two cases. The sukkah medivlelis is kana ila v'kana yerid, and that's one case. And there's another case about a sukkah of tzilsum v'mechamasam, that's kosher. Now the Gemara explains, Abaye says that you only say it's kosher v'kana ila v'kana yerid when there's less than three tfachim between the top schach and the bottom schach. And Rava says, well, that's correct, but only if the tavschach is not a tefach. If the tavschach is a tefach, then you say chavayt rami, and then it's kosher even if it's more than three tefachim. That's the sugya. That is machlokes Rashi and Tesis, but l'chayy the machlokes Rashi and Tesis is not in din, but in lamdas, in the tav. Rashi says, by kana oile v'kana yerid, that the problem with the sugya of kana oile v'kana yerid is it's chamsu mitzulsa. And Shmuel is telling you it's still kosher. Because if had it been on a level, it would be tzilsu b'mechamsa, even though now that it's on two levels, it's chamsu b'mitzilsa, because the sun's coming in through the side, it's still kasha. And Taisa says, and that's mashma, that what's the problem when it's more than three tefachim apart? And what's the problem, right, when it's not a rechav tefach? The problem is, chamsu b'mitzilsa, the sun comes in through the sides. So Taisa says, no, that's not the pshat, because it's not chamsu b'mitzilsa. The sun coming in through the sides is not going to make a chamsu mitzilsa, because tzilsu mechamsa is judged when the sun is directly overhead. When the sun is directly overhead, then you don't have the sun coming in through the sides. Then that's the judge of tzilsu mechamsa, that's the criteria, and therefore there's no problem with the sun coming in through the sides. So what is the problem when it's more than three tefachim? So it takes, because the two schachs are not mitzarif together, they don't combine together. Now, what's wrong if the two schachs don't combine together? L'chayim, the problem is that each schach individually is chamsu mitzilasa. And that's the only problem. Why wouldn't just the bottom schach alone work? Because there's not enough schach, right? It's chamsu mitzilasa, right? It's within three tvachim of each other. It's just chamsu mitzilasa, right? But Taisa says the problem isn't that the sun's coming in through the sides. The problem has nothing to do with that. The problem is because the two schachim aren't mitzdarif. So what's the svaras amachlekes? Rashi holds be'etzim. You don't need the two schachim to mitzdarif be'etzim, right? Because otherwise Rashi wouldn't have to come on to chamsu mitzilsa, the sun coming in from the sides. You don't need they should mitzdarif be'etzim. The only reason why you need they should be considered together, aydei lovin or aydei chavayt rami, is because to take care of the problem of chamsu mitzilsa, which is caused by the sun coming in through the sides. And to make it ki'ilu, they're lying together, and therefore the sun's not coming in through the sides. That's what Rashi holds. But other than the sun coming in through the sides, there's no din, they have to be together. Taisus holds, the sun coming in through the sides has nothing to do with anything. Chams Rub is judged by the sun being overhead. But, you need that, if it's not considered one grace of schach, if the schach is not combined together, if it's not mitzdarif, ayidei love it, ayidei chavayt rami, each schach alone is not enough. What do you mean it's not enough? It's chamsu ruba. And therefore it doesn't work. Zagich, I think the machlokes Rashi and Taisus is l'shitasa. We spoke about this in that Beizim and Aleph, and it's negay the Gemara here, Chav Beizim and Beiz. Rashi holds the psul of chamsu mitzilasa. What is that psul? That psul is a psul, like we said then from the Ran, that the sun in the sukkah is being mevatel the shade in the sukkah. There's a din that the schach have to have shade, and the sun in the sukkah is mevatel the shade in the sukkah. So it doesn't matter where the sun's coming from. It doesn't matter if the sun's coming from overhead or if it's coming in from the sides. There's a din, if there's sun, and the sun overpowering the shade, so there's no shade. If there's no shade, there's a din. The sukkah needs tzehel. So in Mela, it doesn't have to come from one schach. It doesn't matter if the schach is combined from two different schachs. Each schach be'etzim would be good. What's the problem with the schach? I mean, it's one big schach. Each schach is lovely to each other. There's no hefsek of three tvachim of adir or four tvachim of schach pasul to pasul of schach. They're all good schachs. What's the problem? Chamsa Ruba. Chamsa Ruba means that there's son. So it depends. Is there son or isn't there son? If there's no son, even if it's coming from two schachs that are not really mitzdarif together, but l'maisa, there is no son in the sukkah, so it's good. Aye, each schach itself is chamsa meruba, and they're not mitzurif. So actually, so what? The point, each schach is chamsa meruba. Chamsa meruba is a din in the sukkah, the tzeil. The chama in the sukkah is mevatel tzeil. I don't have chama in my sukkah. So every schach is good. I have schach, I don't have any hefsek of gimel tvachem, I don't have any hefsek of schach puzzle. I have tzeil, there's no chama being mevatel my tzeil, it's perfect. If the chama is coming in from the side, so that's a problem, even though it's coming in from the side. And the male, I have to deal with this problem, I could deal with it in a lamdish way. I did love in a chavei rami, I could say ke'ilu it's together, it's ke'ilu there's no sub. See, love is not going to work on stama schach that's within three tvachem because you don't have the schach. But I have enough schach to make it tzilsim ruba. It's just to have sun coming in from the side. So Mela Lov is going to say that no, the sun coming from the side doesn't count because it's ke'ilu all the schachs on the same row. So there's no be'etzim reason why the schach has to be together except to mevatel the idea of the chamz ruba that's coming in from the side. But Taisus holds not that way. Taisus holds that the psul of chamz ruba tzilasim, like we spoke in that bays and like smavurim on Amud bays, has nothing to do with sun and shade. That's what we said over from the Stipel event. It has nothing to do with sun and shade. According to Taisus, Chamsu Mitzlasa just means, it's just a way of saying that there's more Avir than Schach. But it's a din in Schach. There's a din that Schach needs to be more Schach than Avir, not more Avir than Schach. It's a share in the Schach. So Mel, the sun coming in from the side is Mamash no Sheiches. And the sun's not the problem. The problem is you don't have enough Schach. If it's considered Silsim Ruba when the sun's overhead, so come to you have enough schach, so that's fine. But Masha'ekein, if the two schachas are not together, so you don't have a schach. This schach doesn't have a shir, that schach doesn't have a shir, and they're not mitzdarif together. So if chamtzum is a din in the cham and the tzeil and the sukkah, so two things come out from there. That's Rashi's pshat. And two things come out. First of all, even if it's coming from the side, it's a problem. And second of all, even if the schachas are not mitzdarif together, but as long as the sun's not coming in and being mevatel the tzeil, it'll be good. Right? But that's a big chiddush, that even though the sun is coming in and mevatel the tzeil, still the lavan and the chavei could work. That's a big chiddush. But that's what Rashi holds. But according to Taisus, it's nothing to do with the chama. The psul of chama is mitzvah in the schach. It's saying you need more schach than avir. So male, the chama coming from the side won't be malu meirid. But also you need them to be mitzdarif. But la'alach, it's the same idea. La'alach, neither of them are bothered with the sun coming in through the side, according to Rashi, because of Lavan and Chavay Rami, according to Taisus Be'etzinat. According to both of them, you need the Lavan and the Chavay Rami, according to Rashi, because of the sun coming in through the side, and according to Taisus, not because of that. But la'alach, it's the same thing. But there is another Shitas Rishayim, which is brought in the Rishayim here. It's a Taisus Ruda Beinu Yishaya, which Rishayim bring, the Ritva and the Ram bring. And the Torah, Siman Daf Reish Lamed Aleph, also brings it, that he says that the whole Gemara is talking about when the sun is not coming in through the sides. In other words, Lechari ben Yishaya holds of both problems. The Gemara is discussing Taisus' realm, that you have to stam be mitzarif the two schachas, ayi de lavu de chavei rami. But Rashi's problem, not like Taisus, is not a problem, no. It's a problem which can't be solved, ayi de lavu de chavei rami, because right the sun is there. So the Gemara is only hacha b'mayaskinan that the sun is not coming in through the sides, however way you made it, that the sun will not be able to come in through the sides, and then it's l'maisa silsim ruba. But if it's going to be chamsim ruba, even though it's the sun coming through the sides, it's taga going to be pasul. So like we said, Rashi holds that the problem is only if this chama, and the mela coming through the sides would be a problem. But without coming in through the sides, is b'chal no problem with the sugya. And the sugya is by avoiding the problem of the chama coming in through the sides. And Taisus holds, there's no problem with the chama coming through the sides. But you need the schach to be mitzurif. And the sugya is by avoiding, stami need the schach to be mitzurif. Never mind the chama shmuba. And the Rebbeinu Yishaya holds both things. Yitaka need the schach to be mitzurif, and that's what the Gemara is talking. But Yitaka also have a problem with the chama comes in through the sides. But for that, love and the chavai rami doesn't know because the sun is right there. So taka will be possible. So the Kavanah Tana will ask the Gemara the Gakasha Nebeni Yishaya. Why does the Gemara say Shmuel Tana Tati? If there's a tanai by a sukkah that's kana oile v'kana yerid, that the whole sukkah is only ksheira, if v'nishvi, the sun's not coming in through the sides and making a chamis and ruba, so maybe that's what the Mishnah means. Sukkah mevdelis, as long as it's still shmul mechamasa and the sun's not coming through the sides, it's ksheira. Why do you have to say shmul tanatayt is a pella? Bishlaim, according to Rashi and Taisus, the pshat is, there's no tanai of kana oile v'kana yerid of still shmul mechamasa. That's not the din in sukkah. Kana oil of a kana yayin is another problem. And for that problem, you don't need to be tzilzimu v'chavasa. The lover and the chavay take care of that. So, well, it's good, you have to say tani tarti. But according to Taisus Rid, the kana oil of a kana yayin can make a new problem with chavis ruba, which has to be addressed. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. What's the pshashmul tani tarti? As I fit the common sound of the blind share. The Taz also asks this kasha, but he really asks it on Taisus. Valkabon, and that's the kasha. Now, one wants your santa are. The Rishonim will say we paskin like Shmuel, and they suggest that there's no machlokes Rav and Shmuel. I mean, Shmuel is saying parsha de zachen, gimel tvachem is loven. That tafach is chavet rami is a mishnah nolus. You know, Rav doesn't argue on loven, he doesn't argue on chavet rami. There's no machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It's a machlokes mishmeis darshan. And even if there were to be a machlokes, but since Abaye and Rava are saying the halachas according to Shmuel. That's right, that they pass like Shmuel, so how do we pass like Shmuel? That's what the Rishayim say, the Rambam also brings down Shmuel. The problem is the Rif doesn't bring it down. The Rif doesn't bring down the whole Gemara. It doesn't bring down the Abaya, the Rava, the Kana'ilah, the Kana'ilah, it doesn't bring down anything. Azak the Rosh Vaisis, the Rif pass like Rav. Rabbi Bissel Shver? Why should he pass like Rav when Abaya and Rava seem to pass like Shmuel? The Rosh Vaisis Shver. The Rishayim don't name on that way. The Sarasem says a Gishmak of Shad in the Rif. He says, if Rav and Shmuel are arguing, what are they arguing? Rav doesn't hold the Lavid, Rav doesn't hold the Chavei Rami. Mestamina arguing about this machlekes, that Rav holds that the Chama coming in through the side is going to make a Chama Samruba. Shmuel's mechadish that Lavid and Chavei could take care of the problem of Chama Samruba. Rav holds the Chama coming through the side will make Chama Samruba. This wouldn't stim with Isis, but a Rashi would stim because Rashi only said the thing about the problem of Chama Samruba because the sun coming through the side. And the solution of Kol She'iluay Mesachem Meshav Etzilzmer Mechamas is Ksheri, says in Shmuel. Maybe Rav didn't know that way. So, Mel, that's could be the Pshat in the Rif. So, it's not a Kasha to Rishayim's Kasha, I am Bayan Rav Olek Shmuel, they don't. Abayan Rav are talking about the case with Silsim Ruba. That case, you have to explain. You need Gimel Tvachim, you need Chavait. It's Negei according to Rav also when it's Silsim Ruba. It's Negei according to Shmuel, even by Chamsim Ruba. It's Negei according to Rav, Akabanam Et Silsim Ruba. But the Rif doesn't pass him like Shmuel because he passes him like Rav, that any time it's Chamsim Ruba, it's going to be Pasul, and that's like the Shittas of Beni Yeshaya. Like we mentioned, the Shittas of Yeshaya is brought in the Torah, but it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, or in the Paiskim after the Shulchan Aruch, they all say some that it's good, even if there'll be Chamsim Ruba Tzilsa coming from the side. Now, the Gemara discusses Chavayt Rami. Right? Rami brings the Mishnah in Ahalais, that the Kairis of Bayis Valiyah Shainalei Maziva, if you have the beams of the house and the Aliyah, if they are mechuvanes, they're one on top of the other, so then they're not one oil, tuma on any one beam, under that beam is tame and everything else is tahar. But let's say the elyonis are kibena tachtaines, so then they become one big oil, and tuma on anything, any one of the beams is going to be make everything tame. And there's a brisa that's only when, well, the brisa is like this. Emesai b'nedvam rum is man sheyesh behen tefach, that the beams are a tefach wide, ubeineim b'seach tefach, and between the bottom beams are a opening of a tefach. Aval em beineim b'seach tefach, if between them is not b'seach tefach, that's Rashi's girsa, tumatach is aksmem tachteh tome b'neim b'neim tar. Then, they don't become into one roof, the tuma on the any beam, only under that beam is tar. It's tummy. Everything else is tar. So Rashi and Taisus learn like this. You look good in Rashi and Taisus, you'll see that Yesh ben tefach means the banim beams have a tefach. Ubenayim besef tefach means that the top beams have a tefach. Like Taisus says, we're going on the case of Hoyel Yonis Kibena Tachtaimus. And that's what the price is going on. So the top beams are exactly equal to the space between the banim beams. So if the space between the bottom beams are a tefach, that means the top beams are a tefach. When the Brisa says, when the space between the bottom beams are not a tefach, what the Brisa is actually saying is that the top beams aren't a tefach. That's all it means to say. Rashi says, "Avol ein b'neim b'sech tefach nimsam she'ein b'roichiv halyein is tefach." Ein b'neim b'sech tefach means that the elyein is not a tefach. Taisos says that we're going on the lashon of the Mishnah of halyein is kibena tachtainis, and therefore when it says kishet tachtainis ein b'neim zulu b'sech tefach nimsam halyein is ein b'neim b'sech tefach she'ein kibena tachtainis, that would tell you the halyein is not a roichiv tefach. So the mashmayis of Rashi and Taisus is that when the elyonis are a tefach, it doesn't matter how big the space is. You always say chavay rami, because the brayse didn't discuss that. When the brayse said ein b'neim b'seach tefach, the main thing was it was a way to tell you, it was to be meramez, it was a catchphrase to tell the elyonis are a tefach. So it's not telling you two halachas; it's one halacha here. The elyonis have to be a tefach. That's it. How much space has to be in the tachtainis? It's irrelevant. Now, if the Elyonis have more space than the actual beam of the Tachtainis, so of course it won't be able to mistarf to be a oil, because even if it was down below, it can't be an oil, because we say, by Tumah, ain't love it b'amtza, and Mimela, even if there's a drop of space, even if it is there, it wouldn't do it. But Al-Kapadim, if the Elyonis are bigger than the space of the Tachtainis, and the space of the Tachtainis are not a Tefach, it would seem to me, from Rashi and Taisus clearly, that it's still, you'd still say Chavayt Rami. Now, the Rishonim aren't Geiris like Rashi and Taisus. The Rishonim are Geiris like the Girsa Rashi was Shail. The Zman Sheyeshim Tefach Neim Tzeg Tefach, Aval Eim Behen Tefach, Ve'eim Be'neim Beseach Tefach, then Tum Adachas Achmem Tachteim Tami. So Rashi really isn't like the Girsa, he says the Tais. Because he says, if the Tachteinis aren't the Tefach, why would they be Nail altogether? But the Rishonim say it doesn't mean the Tachteinis. The Zman Aval Eim Ben Tefach means the Elyonis aren't the Tefach. So that's one Tnai for Chavayt Rami. The Elyonis have to be a Tefach. But there's another Tnai for Chavayt Rami, which is Eim Benayim Beseach Tefach. That the Tachtainis have to have a Tefach in between them. So the answer Rashi's Kasha on that Girsa, that they say that Eim Ben Tefach doesn't mean the Tachtainis, it means the Elyonis. And Eim Benayim Beseach Tefach means between the Tachtainis. But they have two Tnan. First of all, in order to say Chavayt Rami, you need the Elyonis should be a Tefach. If the Elyonis are not a Tefach, you can't say Chavayt Rami. But the second Tnai you need to say Chavayt Rami is that between the Tachtainis should be a Pesach Tefach. If you don't have a Pesach Tefach between the Tachtainis, also you don't say Chavayt Rami. That's what the Ritva says, and that's what the Ran says as well. He says he was Marach in his Kedushin to prove it. We never got his Kedushin. Now the Ritva brings Rishonim that hold that that's a klal. Any time the Elyonis are larger than the space between the Tachtainis, you don't say Chavayt Rami. In order to say Chavayt Rami, it has to fit inside. If it's larger, you don't say Chavayt Rami. That's what he brings Rishonim. But the Ritva and the Ran argue. The Ritva and the Ran hold that no. There's a halacha that you need a Pesach Tefach to say Chavayt Rami. But when you have a Pesach Tefach in the Tachtainis, even if the Elyonis would overlap that Pesach Tefach, you don't say Chavayt Rami. So we have three shittas. Rashi and Taisus don't hold of any din of Pesach Tefach. They hold there's no difference how much space is there between the Tachtainis. You could say Chavayt Rami as long as the Elyonis are Rachav Tefach. That then it says B'nai Pesach Tefach is just a way of telling you the Elyonis are Rachav Tefach. But when the Elyonis are Rachav Tefach, then you always say Chavayt Rami, even if the space between the Tachtainis is less than the Tefach. Ritva and the Ran hold that no, you only say Chavayt Rami when the space between the Tachtainis are a Tefach. But the Ritva and the Ran hold, as long as the space between the Tachtainis are a Tefach, you say Chavayt Rami even if there's an overlap. And they bring Rishonim that hold, that no, that whenever there's an overlap, you can't say Chavayt Rami, even if the space is more than a Tefach. These are the three shittas. And all this is Negeil, like Abba Hilchas Sukkah as well. If you have a Kana Oil of a Kana Yerid more than three Tvachim, according to Rashi and Taisus, any time the top is a Pesach Tefach, Pesach Varama, no matter what. According to the Ran and the Ritva, only when there's a space of Tefach between the Tachtainis. And according to the Rishonim that the Ran and the Ritva bring, any time there's an overlap, any time the Elyonis is bigger than the space between the Tachtainis, you won't say Chavayt Rami. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Perikei Halacha Chaf Aleph, says the following. Hoya Asichuch Meduvlo, V'hua Asichuch Shia Mixus Lamalam Iksasim Lamata, Kasher, right? That's he learns like Shmuel. He's saying over Shmuel's halacha that kana oil kana yerid is kasher. Uvach loyeh ben oil liyerid gimel tvachim. It can't be more than three tvachim. But emayeh bereichiv zayel tefach ayeser. Ava bishu gvayeser me gimel tvachim. Then also right next to Yair the Matam and the Gay Bisvaze Hayarit. Fine. So he says over the Gemara, but then he adds his words. Right? In other words, if you need it to be within three tefachim, or if it's Rechav Tavach, then Royan Kilu Lamata. But he says, V'hu Sheyia Mechuvin Keneged Sfas Hayarit. It has to be even Keneged the edge of the one going down. What does the Rambam mean? V'hu Sheyia Mechuvin Keneged Sfas Hayarit. The three pshatim in the Nais HaKelem. Kesemishna first says pshat, and I think this is his ikka pshat, the Rambam is passing like the Rishonim that the Ritva brings that they argue with, has to be mechuvin, meaning can't be bigger. The Elyonim that you want to say Chavayit Rami cannot be bigger than the space between the Tachtainim. Mechuvin keneged Sfas HaYerit means it can't be bigger than keneged the Sfas HaYerit. But then he declares that maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe it means the other way. Maybe it means that it can't be smaller. The space between the two Tachtainim can't be bigger than the Rechiv of the Elyon. It's not clear. He says it should be Mechuvin. Does he mean Mechuvin and not more? Not bigger than the space? Or does he mean Mechuvin and not less? Not smaller than the space? He's Mesupik. His first pshat is not bigger than the space. And now we have in the Rishonim, the Ritva brings such a day. He argues, but he brings such a day. And the second Lashon is that it can't be smaller. The Lachamisha says he doesn't mean either one. The Lachamisha says when the Rambam writes V'hu Shem Mechuvin Keneged Sfas HaYerit, he means the other way. He means that the as opposed to being one on top of the other. That's all he's saying. He's not trying to say it has to be exactly fitting in between, either not more or not less. He means it has to be in between as opposed to being above. As opposed to like the first case of the Mishnah Olas, where the Hein Mechuvanes, that the Mechuvin connected each other. No, this is Mechuvin connected Sfas HaYerid, it's Mechuvin connected the space. But does it have to fill the space, or does it have to be, it can't be bigger than the space, or it can't be smaller than the space, that the Rambam's not discussing. So those are the three Malachim in the Rambam. According to the Lechem Mishnah, it's like Rashi and Tesis, that there's no halacha about what the space has to be. Now, there's a shtickle from the Chiddush Ben Chaim Alevi al Rambam that Reb Chaim at first wanted to learn the Rambam like the first pshat of the Kesem Mishnah, and he brings the Rishonim say that way. He was just bothered that there was a Mishnah in the Halais that's mefurish not that way. They say Chavayit Rami even when it does overlap. So he's bothered. That means the Kash and the Rishonim either way. However you learn the Rambam, is the Kash and the Rishonim the Ritva brings down. But that's what he was bothered with. There's a Mishnah not that way. There's a Mishnah that says Chavayit Rami, I mean at least it says it's one oil, even when there is an overlap. He brings him a first Mishnah, Perek Yudal and Olis. So he wants to say a whole lumdus that stam to make it into one oil, that will be one oil without Chavayit Rami. The reason why ni Chavayit Rami here is Hacham Mayaskin and the Tachtainim aren't Paseach Tafach, and there wouldn't be an oil altogether without Chavayit Rami. That's how he wants to start the Sugya, but he ended up being Chayzer from this Pshat. Because he held that Chavayit Rami is not going to make an oil. Chavayit Rami is just going to make two ha'olam that already exist to be together. But you can't make an oil out of Chavayit Rami. So the Reb Chaim's maskan is to learn the Rambam like the second pshat of the Kesem Mishnah, that what the Rambam's trying to say is not that it can't overlap, it can't be bigger, but faker, it can't be smaller. But why not? Why can't it be smaller? So he says very simple, and we discussed this earlier. He says that the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches is Mavur, that unless you say love, it even Avim Mashu will be Mafsik, right? Remember the Gemara says, in Machlokes you say, Yesh love of Bemsa, Ain love of Bemsa. So if you hold Ain love of Bemsa, so even Avim less than three Tvachim are going to pass a little Bemsa, because Ain love of Bemsa, you don't need a Shia of three Tvachim, any Hefsik Mashu, if you wouldn't say love, it is considered Kapasal the Sukkah. That's what's Mavur. So he says, here, where you don't have, they're not within three tefachim each other. You need Chavayit Rami to get it down here. So Chavayit Rami can get it down, but then you can't say love it afterwards. It's mamish the same svar of Rikivega, that you can't say two hilchuses. I could say love it to an existing thing. I can't say love it to something which is only here on Yedei Hilchasa. So you can't say love it. And once you can't say love it, so even a hefsek mashu mimavatul. So that's pshat in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say v'ushi mechuvin keneged tzvas ha'yerid? Like the second pshat of the Kesem Mishnah, because if they're not mechuvin keneged tzvas ha'yerid, if the alyanim are smaller, are narrower than the space, so they're going to go in with Chavayit Rami, but you still have a space. And then that space passes, even though it's not for Yitvachim, because you can't say Lavan, because it's really not there. It's only saying it's still Yidei Chavayit. That's not going to be able to create a Lavan. And he says, I have a right to this pshat, because the Rambam in Perek Dalet and Ilchasuk Alacha Dalet says that the Mechitzas are not Megiyas Hashkach. He says, how you define as the Vukas Lars Loy Megiyas Hashkach? Megiyas Menaris Yitvachim, Apapi Shein Uchaykim and Agah Kam, Amis Ksheira. If the 10 tefachim high, even though there are many Amish removed from the schach, it's kosher. They have to be exactly under the svasagag. Why can't they be within 3 tefachim? So the B'chaim, the same thing. You're not going to be able to say good asik and lovud. You can't say lovud without first saying good asik. And like we said, the B'kvegev, he said this morning in Shal Shuvah Simon Yud Beis. So that's how Abraham learns the Rambam, and he says the Rambam Shitah say the Rambam by doesn't say good asik and lovud. Who within the Rambam doesn't say chavid rami and lovud? Now we mentioned that Bikvega had a big problem with the Paiskim. The Paiskim lagai be lovud and deifin akuma do bring down the Ran that doesn't say lovud and deifin akuma, but they don't bring down the Ran lagai be this din of good asik and lovud. I mean, they're not medayik this in the Rambam malkopanim. There's no such sheet that brought down Machlal, and Bikvega is very bothered. It's the same Shaila, if you say Chei Hilchasa. I already spoke about that earlier on that Chesam and Aleph. I just want to mention the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Reish Aleph Sifkan Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says the exact same Lashon in the Rambam. He says, Mamish verbatim the Rambam, that when the Yainis Arach of Tefach Yisei Chavay Rami, but only if it's Mechuvin Keneget Svasa Yairit. And the Mishnah Berurah brings, and this I assume Rav Paiskim learned, like the first Pshat of the Kesem Mishnah, it can't be bigger. But it doesn't say that it can't be smaller. Pashas, it could be smaller. It just can't be bigger because you're going with those Rishayim that you don't say Chavay Rami if it's bigger. And in Siman Tav Reish Lamed, Siftes, the Shulchan Aruch says Mefurish that if the Mechitzas are Megiyas Tzchach with the Mechuvik Tzchach or they're within 3 Tvachim, it's good. And everyone says them that way. So La Halacha, we don't seem to hold it a problem at Trei Hilchasi. By Gerasik and Lovud, we hold it's not a problem, even this within 3 Tvachim, like the Shulchan Aruch says there. And by Chavayin and Lovud, we hold that the Pshat of Hushim, Mechuvin, Keneget, Svasa, Yerid means it shouldn't be bigger than the space, but if it's smaller than the space, then it's good.